Some news released on Tuesday for your football program. The White County Warriors will be moving down to 4A come next season, starting in 2023. I know we were talking before we started the interview, you saying that you've been trying to get that move for quite some time, finally get it, and got it by about 7 students was that cutoff line between 4A and 5A. Just take me through, I guess, your thoughts on moving down to 4A come next season.
Well, it's only logical. I mean, the logic of where we've played in the past 30 years absolutely blows my mind as a hometown Sparta kid, as a player and just as a fan, and then, you know, now as a coach. This is who we need to be playing. I mean, the difference in numbers between us and Stone Memorial and us and you know, Crossville are 100 kids, and Livingston's 150 kids smaller than Sparta. And, you know, you go down the line, you know, Upperman is growing. They're moving up in classification, but I'm going to say by next year they're going to be within, you know, 150 kids of where we are. Instead of going and traveling 2 hours away to people who aren't rivalries that have got 600-700 more kids than we do, makes absolutely no sense to me. So my thing is it doesn't mean that we're going to be a dominant football team. It just means that you're traveling 25-30 minutes. You got rivalry games. You got kids that know each other. Your fan bases are closer. You make more money at the gates. There's nothing that's a negative. Just don't understand how it took the TSSAA 30 years to figure out that maybe. Now, they didn't. It just fell out that way. But I think there's times where they got to look at the people, the schools, and the areas and realize instead of trying to make your kids travel 2 hours to games because of 6 kids. And this is the first time we've got the benefit of the cut on the low end. It's always been, hey, we're the smallest team by 15 kids. So you got to travel to 2 hour games for 5 games a week. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. If we're in it for the betterment of the students, and that's not sour grapes about winning football games. We would definitely be more competitive in the lower divisions over the past 30 years. But also that's where we need to be. If that makes sense, it's not fair to the kids to send them to play kids with. Right now, Wilson Central has nearly 2,000 kids. We've got 1,100 kids, and that's who we played this year. As opposed to going 15 minutes up the road to Crossmont Stone, they got 100 less kids than us. You know, you do the math on that. So I guess you can tell I've thought about it for a minute. it's exciting, though, that it's finally done. I just think this community's going to be excited about it. And like I said, it's not a hey, we're going to win now that we're in 4A. We're doing fine right now where we are. But the thing is, it just gives the whole atmosphere will be better at all these ball games, being in a closer, you know, area to play in. So it's exciting. It's sad that it took this long to get there, but it finally happened. So I think it's going to be great for everybody involved in the program.